This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend to you a warm-hearted welcome from the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders on this first Sunday in Advent. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order copies of today's service will be given at the end of the program. We are thankful you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us again next Sunday on this station.
Jesus once said, "Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." Do you believe that? We're going to talk about it in the sermon today. We invite you to stay tuned. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, these are your words, that everyone on the side of truth listens to what you have to say. God, we pray that today we may listen to what your word is saying. And then we pray, Heavenly Father, that the power of the Holy Spirit may so grant us the strength to realize that your word is truth. And if we want to live in that truth, we have to walk by your side. Hear our prayer that we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. God's word as it is recorded in the 18th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning with verse 33. The Jews have brought Jesus to Pilate, and Pilate is having a private audience with our Lord. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it that you have done?" And Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews, but now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. And Jesus answered, "You are right in saying, 'I am a king.' In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." Pilate asked, "What is truth?" Here ends a reading of God's holy word.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set
Friends in Christ, we are inundated with questions on every conceivable subject. And with each question, there seems to be an abundance of answers. This leads to confusion, and often the question is asked, really, what is truth? Now, this is not a new question. It was asked by the philosophers in the Greek culture, and it is being asked today by the Roman governor, whose name was Pontius Pilate. One day he asked Jesus, "And what is truth?" Now, likely Pilate was somewhat of an educated man. He did hold a rather high, prestigious position. And he probably had read Aristotle and Socrates and Plato and had thought about this whole matter. What is truth? And then one day, he had to ask Jesus that question. His audience with Jesus came about in a rather peculiar way. It was the religious leaders of the day, the Jewish leaders, who brought Jesus to Pilate. And they said, "We want you to try him and find him guilty and have him executed. The reason that we bring him to you is simply that we cannot kill him. Our law does not permit that. But you do have that right, and we ask you to give it your serious consideration." Well, that was a pretty serious request. And so Pilate decided that he wanted to have a private audience with Jesus Christ. "What charges are you bringing against this man?" That was the question that he had asked them. And they politely said, "He is a criminal, and we want him sentenced to death. He is not only a threat to the Roman Empire, but he is a threat to our own religion." "Well, what is it he has done?" Pilate wants to know. "Well, he says he's building a kingdom." So when Jesus and Pilate were alone, the governor asked him, "Are you building a kingdom? Are you a king?" And Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by these Jews." But then Pilate said to him, "Well, then you are a king." And Jesus answered with these everlastingly important words, "You are right in saying that I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born. And for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." These words really got the attention of Pilate, and it was at that time he said, "And tell me, sir, what is truth?" And Jesus went out to the people, leaving Jesus behind. He gave them his response to Jesus. He said something to this effect, if you put it all together. He's not a bad man. He certainly is a bit naive, and certainly he is very fanatical. He thinks he can build a kingdom, but there are all kinds of people who are dreaming that. That should worry an institution as strong as a Roman Empire. I see no reason to kill him. I'll release him, and then you can deal with him as you wish. But they were insistent. "We want him crucified. He is a threat to all of humanity." Now, that was the response of these people, the religious people of his day. And I ask you the question, what is our culture's response to this statement? I think probably the one that we'll get real often is something like this. Take whatever Jesus says that is beneficial to us. Take that which people will accept. And there's a lot of good that he writes and that he talks about. Be satisfied with that. And then leave these more technical things, like salvation and the Christian life, to the theologians to argue about and write their books. To accept Jesus' statement, friend, "Everyone on the side of truth listens to me," must know personally Jesus Christ as their Lord. In other words, there is a time when we have our private audience with Christ, and we take all of this information that has been given to us in Sunday school and Christian home and Christian small groups and confirmation classes. And out of this, Jesus Christ must come forth as a living, dynamic person who wants to live in your heart and to guide and direct you along life's way. If you don't have that relationship with the Lord, to which we often call a personal relationship, then of course many of Jesus' statements are way out of line. Let's take a couple of these. For example, Jesus said, and it's probably the best known passage in the New Testament, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now remember, it was Jesus who said, "Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." This is a matter of your salvation, according to Jesus. Well, you might say, I go to church, I'm a member of a congregation, and I basically like most of the things that I hear there, but when you talk about salvation, well, I don't think we can be too sure about that. You don't know. There are so many voices out there today. There's one way after another to get home to God. Who are we to say? It is here that Jesus' words again come, "Everyone on the side of truth, you listen to me." But you have to be in that relationship. Now you notice that Jesus said that God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, and that Lord was on his way to Calvary's cross. But he said, in order for you to be the recipient of that salvation, By the grace of God you must receive, you must believe in him. There is none of this Christo-universalism. There is none of this that when Jesus dies, he dies for the sins of the world, and therefore we are all automatically saved. Jesus, and this is the truth that he is proclaiming that you've got to deal with, and I have, is do I want to believe in him? He will create faith within me. He will empower me to believe. But I must receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, or I am not a saved person. How does that go down today? That's something different than the Golden Rule, isn't it? We can all accept the Golden Rule. It's almost universal, and it is a precious part of God's Word, don't get me wrong. But here is where we separate. If you're on the side of truth, you will listen to me. I don't understand it, but Jesus has said it, and therefore it is truth. Take a look at another one. This is truth. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it abundantly. Now, he gives us some teachings that make this life of ours abundant. But if we defy these truths, we don't have at least a portion of that abundant life. If you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Paul grabbed that great truth, and he says as he writes his letter to the Colossians, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. What do you do with that? Everyone on the side of truth listens when the Lord Jesus said, you forgive that person who has offended you in one way or another. There is the question, how can we go around with hatred in our heart? A person might have offended you. A person might have done you great harm. But if we want to follow Jesus and the truth that he has to bring to us that we might have the abundant life, forgiveness is absolutely necessary. Now listen to Jesus as he speaks to us in his word, and then and only then will we know the truth. Because of our sinful nature, who of us would not be willing to admit we know the truth, but not always do we do what is right, and that is sin. That sin will be in us until we meet him face to face. But while we are in the midst of doing that which is wrong, be it with our behavior or our attitude or our tongue, our Lord is reminding us, this is wrong. Haven't you caught yourself in those situations? We're right in the middle of it all. God, this is wrong. Why am I doing it? Then there is only one thing for us to do, and that is in true repentance and faith, bow beneath the cross of Jesus and ask him to grant us the forgiveness of our sins, and then to pray that the Holy Spirit will so strengthen and lead and guide us that we can overcome those sins that so easily beset us. The question then might be asked, well, this is all very nice, but we live in our society. And if I am going to really follow Jesus and the truth that he teaches, How will we be received by our culture? I'd like to suggest that maybe there would be two ways. If you are really true to what Jesus teaches as the truth, there will be a group of gracious people who will simply pity you. They will probably say when you announce to them that, I know that I'm going to go to heaven. There's no question about that. And it's not because of anything that I have done, but it is simply because Christ has paid the price for my sins and has restored me into a fellowship with God. And that is forever and ever. And can't you hear that quiet little voice saying, well, I respect what you are saying, but I don't believe it. I think that our day has so broadened that first we must ask the question, is there a heaven? And if there be a heaven, are there not many ways to heaven? You see, I kind of pity you because it seems to me that you have just let your mind become captured by this part of the Christianity that is not relevant to our day. I'm not making this up, friend. I hear this in one way or another weekly, even in my retirement. Well, you see, it's not easy to accept this, that what Jesus has said is truth. And while I don't understand it, I don't know what's going to happen, I do know that it is truth. And the only way to heaven is through faith in Jesus Christ. No question, as far as his word is concerned. And it is that word that Jesus has said is truth. The other one is not quite as easy to take, and that is a response of anger. Anger. I receive many kind and gracious letters from people who listen to our radio program, and people with whom I have been acquainted for years and know my stand on some of these things. But some of them can get very angry, too. They cut you off. They say you're a fanatic. You're a divider of the world. And what do you do as a Christian when you stand there and those accusations are against you? I don't want to overplay this. But if you and I think that we can walk with the Lord Jesus Christ in our most feeble way, empowered by the Holy Spirit, trying to live according to the truth that he has revealed to us, if we think we can live that way without some cutting, hard words, I think we're pretty naive. Because the world of which we are a part, do not believe that what Jesus has said is the ultimate truth. This is found in our whole general culture. It is found in government. It is found in the political arena of life. It is even found in the established Church of Jesus Christ. You can't live and speak that way today. And that's why the Jews wanted to have him killed. And that's why Pilate said he's a fanatic. But Jesus goes right on. His word is truth. And our prayer has to be, sanctify us in that truth. I can't help but believe that Pilate ever forgot his audience with Jesus and the Lord's words. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. And my prayer today is that these words, which have been repeated over and over again, having come first from the lips of Jesus, will guide us in what we believe and how we live. For he is the truth. Amen. Father in heaven, we confess to you that we are strong-willed people, and we listen carefully to what the society of our day is saying. How often do we walk in their way and not in the ways of truth, as was uttered by your Son? Forgive us, Lord Jesus, and we pray once again that you will give us the grace to come to you often, there to learn what truth really is. Amen.
As we conclude another Thanksgiving celebration, we offer our prayers and thanks to God for our many listeners. May God bless you and those whom you love as you travel home from your destination. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent upon the free will gifts of our listening family. Memorials and honorarium gifts are a meaningful way to remember a loved one. We are thankful for each of our listeners who remember Christian Crusaders with their prayers and gifts. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. We are also offering audio and video copies of our 70th anniversary event, held on September 10th of this year. If you wish, a gift of $5 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Today's service is also available to be heard or read on the Internet. Hundreds of other Christian Crusader sermons can be found in our sermon library. Check us out on the web at christiancrusaders.org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 71st year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.